It's time for a little Buckeye beatdown.
All right, first up on the beatdown, Wally, you're on the fan. Go ahead, Wally.
It's easier to learn how to take care of an Altima than it is to take care of a Ferrari. Just saying.
I don't know about that because I've never owned either, but I'm sure you're right. You know more about cars than I do.
Altimas are nice. Don't get me wrong. Nice automobiles.
Right. All right. My question is, the Bread Man is returning, I believe, tomorrow night when the Blue Jackets face off against the Rangers.
Yes.
So, when Artemi Panarin steps onto the ice for the first time, A, do you think he will get booed by the crowd? And B, do you think he should get booed by the crowd?
Thank you, Wally. It's a good question. Should Panarin get booed by the crowd, and will he get booed by the crowd? Listen, and I know there have been a bunch of pieces coming out today, and there's a good article on The Athletic about him and having a nice garage in Greenwich, Connecticut, and finally being able to settle down and wanting to be in New York. And listen, some people, they want to go play in big cities, and that's fine. You've accepted that. He has moved on. One, he will get booed tomorrow. And two, hell yes, if you're in the stands at Nationwide Arena tomorrow and you're watching the Jackets take on the Rangers, there should be a smattering of boos from the entire fan base.
Well, who am I to disagree with that sentiment? Yes, yes, is the way I respond to that question. Wally, yes, yes.
And if you're going, Wally, you should boo him, too.
I'll be there booing.
Absolutely.
I don't care that he has a garage and that's how he's happy?
Good for you, Bread Man.
Yeah, I can build you a 9-car garage here in out west of Hilliard.
Park all
lots
your Altimas
out there.
Be fine.
Yeah, you get all your Altimas in there.
CJ, you're up on the fan. Go ahead, CJ.
Yes, love the show, first of all.
Thank you.
Question is, if you are Chris Holtmann and you need to start one of the Ohio State football team players on the basketball team, which one are you going for?
Starting a Buckeye football player on the Buckeye basketball team.
You know,
I'm going to go with my man, DeJuan Jones. I'm going to go with him. What is he, 6'7", 6'8", 400 pounds? I'm doing that. I'm doing that because I don't know if there's anyone in the Big Ten that could stop that big body moving down the floor.
You know what? I don't know at this point in time as much as I think I should on which Buckeye football players were also tremendous basketball players. But it's just one of those things where if you are an athlete in high school, usually the two sports that you're going after are hoops and football.
Sure.
And Justin Fields would be the baseball answer to this. We know that about studying on his past. But I know that Garrett Wilson was a phenomenal high school basketball player. 6'188". Mm-hmm. You know how he can jump.
He's got the bunnies.
This dude, I just had to look back at it. This dude averaged 21 points per game for his team. He was all Central Texas. He was first team all Central Texas. Imagine how good he was. And it says here he had tons of Division I scholarship offers as a basketball player. I like to see what some of those were. Maybe this dude's good enough to play for the Buckeyes as they're assembled right now. Like, honestly.
He'd be like our guy Jake Ballard withholding the basketball offer until he's done with football.
You know who we're playing tonight had a famous one. Do you know the guy I'm thinking of? UNC basketball and UNC football.
Sean May.
No, okay. No.
I mean,
this guy, you know this guy. This guy is Hall of Fame level good in football. Played a little hoops for UNC when he was there. Double dipped.
Tell me.
Julius Peppers.
That's right. Julius Peppers.
The freak. Did it. Yeah.
The freak, Julius Peppers. Brian, you're up on the fan. Go ahead, Brian.
Hi, guys. First time caller, long time fan.
Love it.
My question would be, why are college football stats not tracked or considered on a per snap basis? Because if Justin Fields was, you know, if that was tracked for him, he by far and away would have the Heisman locked up.
Thank you, Brian. It's a good question. I don't know why we don't do this, and I think that, you know, you look at baseball and you look at some of the other sports who have, I mean, really moved into advanced analytics, and I'm not the biggest advanced analytics fan, but I will tell you that they're useful in a lot of things, and I think if you're arguing this case for Justin Fields or a J.K. Dobbins or a Chase Young to go up for these national awards, I think that that's pretty, it's a pretty good argument because we haven't seen a team like this at Ohio State, let alone maybe ever in the rest of the country where you're pulling your starters in the second half for a majority of the season. I mean, listen, this is no disrespect to Joe Burrow at all because he's had a hell of a year down at LSU and he's been phenomenal. He's played in most of his games. A lot of them have been close games and good games. But listen, I mean, Justin Fields, if he's playing in in all the third quarters and a majority of the fourth quarters, what would his numbers be like? What would Dobbins' numbers be like? Yeah, it's crazy.
It's a great question. I don't think there's any rule against that. You're allowed to vote how you want to vote. And what he's alluding to there is Justin Fields. He's got 277 attempts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's it. Joe Burrow, he's got 401 attempts. Now, he's 78% completion percentage.
I'm not here to say
that's 10 percentage points better than Justin Fields. 10 percentage points.
He's been great.
Sizable, that matters and that means something. And what he's done in the SEC, being a transfer guy, I'm not here to take it away from him. I know Justin's close. It should be looked at a lot more. But I think you could have a case where Justin's numbers almost were, if they lined up better than Joe Burrow's, but it was only on a per snap or an average, he would still be, to his point, he'd be getting overlooked still. And it's just because we're kind of stupid in that regard as a society. That's it. It's just about
stupid as a society.
It is. It's just about how many cookies do I get to have, right? Not what's the average number of cookies that I'm getting. I just want to have 50 cookies right in front of me. I need a lot right here. I need a lot of passing yards. I need a lot of passing touchdowns, and you need to play for one of the best teams, and you need to be going on to the Final Four, and Joe Burrow's that guy.
Nick, you're up on the fan. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, I got a quick question in honor of the Buckeyes taking on North Carolina tonight. Which team would you take in a round-robin tournament? The currently leading basketball team?
Mm-hmm.
The red Stevie Penn team, the team with J.J. Sullinger, or this year's team? I know it's early, but they're done good.
Thank you, Nick.
I like
did
that.
You hear
the four teams.
Can you repeat them to me? Because he was kind of going in and
said,
out of my
he
ear.
He said the Scoony Penn Michael Red team.
Okay.
Forever. Always Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
Always and forever.
Yep.
The Greg Oden Mike Conley team that lost in the Natty. He threw in a J.J. Sullinger team. So take one of those two teams.
Mm-hmm.
Sully and Aaron Kraft and all those dudes. Or this year's team in a round-robin tournament.
Round-robin tournament. Which one?
I might have to stick with one of the best centers that college basketball has ever seen for just 1 year.
I think that's the answer, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think that's the answer, right?
If you're asking
team that went to
me,
the title.
You know, which team would I take overall, and I think that this would be the answer for Ohio State fans everywhere right now, would be you're taking this year's team because you know, listen, Final Fours are great, and it's nothing to be diminished, but this team's got a chance to win a national title. Those teams, we know they made the Final Four, and those were great. But listen, those teams didn't win the national championship. This team still has the opportunity to. And this, it's still so early in the season that this team, we don't know what their end product is going to be, what they're going to look like at the end of the year. They have a hell of an opportunity tonight against North Carolina. But yeah, I think it's the Conley and the Oden team,
yeah,
no doubt, right?
Yeah, they're fun hypotheticals, right? They really are. You had Daquan Cook on that team, who was mm-hmm. another phenom freshman. You had
Pride of Dayton, Daquan Cook.
Butler, Ron Lewis, David Leidy. So that was
a monster. It was a
monstrous team. And some of the don't look past some of those Sullinger teams too.
Sure.
Where you had a good mix of young guys and veteran dudes. You had Diebler. I mean, come on. Like you had
Machine Gun, Thomas.
Deshaun.
I loved
yeah,
him.
Young Deshaun. You loved had Aaron him. Kraft slipping in there, one of my guys, one of my all-time favorite dudes. So good question. I'll go with the team that lost in the national championship.
All right, pick a winner. Who do you think had the best question tonight?
I really liked the which player would Holtman want from the football team.
All right, cool.
I like that one.
All right,
what
perfect.
About you?
Yeah, that one's good.
All right,
to, good
all right,
with me.
There we go.
CJ, congratulations. You'll receive a $50 gift card to Conrad's College Gift. Check out their new location at Easton Gateway.